AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two Hattiesburg, Mississippi police officers have been shot to death following a traffic stop yesterday evening. Lieutenant John Traxler says one officer was shot shortly after the stop. The other was gunned down when he arrived to help the first. Traxler adds that the shooting happened in the heart of the city.
Downtown Hattiesburg, and the street that it occurred on was next to an apartment complex.
Two brothers are being sought for the shooting. Tropical storm Anna has weakened a bit. Its center remains just off the coast of South Carolina. National Hurricane Center says a surprisingly early season storm should be barely at tropical storm strength when it comes ashore later this morning between Myrtle Beach and Wilmington, North Carolina. South Carolina resident Dan Ray says Anna isn't much of a storm, but he's worried about this early arrival and what it means for the coming season.
I'm a little concerned because it's starting so early. You know, if it's starting now and we're about, you know, 4 or 5 months early, I hope that doesn't mean we're going to have a very active storm season. That wouldn't be good.
Several tornadoes hit North Texas, killing at least one person. Eastland County Judge Rex Field says one of the tornadoes cut a 5-mile path through a rural area south of the town of Cisco.
The homes that I've seen, they're just maybe one or two walls standing.
Heavy rain has hampered the search for other possible victims. Another tornado has hit the town of Burke Bennett, about 15 miles from Wichita Falls, Texas. Eight Republicans, some declared candidates for the 2016 presidential nomination, others considering, made their pitches yesterday to a gathering in South Carolina, which was sponsored by Citizens United. Those not in South Carolina included former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who delivered the commencement address at Liberty University in Virginia, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, campaigning in Northern California, and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. This is AP Radio News. First Lady Michelle Obama delivers the commencement address to graduates at historically black Tuskegee University.
Mrs. Obama's advice, be true to yourself. She warned the road ahead is not going to be easy.
It never is, especially for folks like you and me. Because while we've come so far, the truth is that those age-old problems are stubborn. And they haven't fully gone away.
Those age-old problems are discrimination and race.
My husband and I know how frustrating that experience can be.
The First Lady says frustration, like what has been seen in Baltimore and Ferguson, Missouri, is not an excuse to give in to despair and anger. I'm Ed Donahue.
In the NBA playoffs, the Washington Wizards are up 2-1 in their series, with the Atlanta Hawks winning 103-101 on a last-second shot by Paul Pierce. Memphis has a 2-1 edge over Golden State, the Grizzlies beating the Warriors 99-89. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.